Track 10. What's the story? You will all have heard a couple of months ago in the news the tragic loss of the submersible which was on a dive to visit the wreck of the Titanic. Unfortunately, that ill-fated ship has attracted many tales over the years, not all of them happy ones. However, here's Dorothy to tell you a good news story, and it's about Jenny, the Titanic cat.
The Titanic, the unsinkable queen of the White Star Line, sank into the frigid waters of the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Newfoundland in the small hours of the morning on April the 14th and 15th in 1912. When it hit the iceberg, in addition to the 2,240 people aboard, it had also been carrying 12 dogs, a cat, and some birds, a canary, and a few hens. Only first-class passengers were allowed to have pets with them. Dogs and cats had to be kept in kennels in cages designed for the ship. A sailor had the task to leash the dogs and take them for walks round the deck. The hens were kept in cages close to the kennels and had been acquired to improve the breed at the farm of one of the passengers. Passengers had to pay for their animals for their right to travel. The cost was about half of what it charged for an adult passenger, that is, the same price as a child. The first-class voyage had a cost of £70 to £870 sterling. In today's rates, that would range between £2,700 and £78,000. So travelling with your pets was pretty costly. Even the canary's ticket to sail cost 25 cents. Countless human and animals' lives were lost on the Titanic. But what happened to Jenny, the ship's own cat? Like so many aspects of the Titanic saga, the story of Jenny is shrouded in legend, but her story goes like this. Titanic cat Jenny was brought aboard the Titanic from the Olympia, her sister ship, to serve as a mascot and assist with rodent control. She was cared for by a stoker named Joseph Mulholland, known as Jim, and resided in the ship's underbelly, or the kitchen, depending on which story you read. Now, Jim had grown very fond of Jenny and used to smuggle table scraps for her on a regular basis. Work was difficult to find in those days, and Jim had worked on the Titanic as a temporary helper during the ship's trials, sailing from the Irish Sea to Southampton. When he was offered a full-time post on the Titanic's maiden journey to New York, he, of course, jumped at the chance. It was during those sailing trials that Jenny gifted Jim and the Titanic with a litter of kittens, roughly 1 week before the Titanic anchored in Southampton. Up to then, she had found a warm and cosy area where she could care for her four kittens, thanks to Jim's efforts, and his job was broken up by looking after the mama cat and her little family. Jenny appeared satisfied with her warm place near the furnaces, her children, and Jim's culinary scraps. She felt safe knowing Jim was there to protect her, and the hum of the engines and the gentle rocking motion settled her kittens nicely to sleep so that she was able to spend a few hours each day away from her nest, keeping the rodents at bay. However, when the Titanic finally left Belfast and docked at Southampton to prepare for his first voyage, Jim reportedly saw Jenny scoop up her babies by the scruff of their necks and carry them down the gangplank, one by one off the ship and on to dry land. He watched curiously. He was intrigued by her sudden change in behaviour and concluded that she must know something that no one else did. Taking this as a bad omen, he quickly packed his meagre stuff, what little belongings he had, and left the ship on his own, leaving it to sail without him. A few days later, both Jenny and Jim's instincts were proven to be well-founded. Based on this legend, Jenny, the Titanic cat, was able to anticipate what its builders and crew had deemed impossible. And in addition to sparing her kittens and herself, Jenny may have also saved the life of at least one crew member. Violet Jessop, a stewardess who survived the tragic sinking of the ship, later wrote in her memoirs that Jenny, the ship's cat, and part of the crew had immediately picked herself a comfortable corner, going on to say that once she'd had the kittens, she'd laid her family near Jim, whose approval she always sought and who gave her a warm devotion. Titanic Cat's Jenny's story was published in the Irish Times years later, after a reporter spoke with an elderly man who told us of the incident. Was he Jim Mullahan, or someone with whom Jim told his story? It is possible that we will never know. In April 1912, the Daily Mirror published an item with the headline, "Clever Mother Cat Saves Her Kittens from the Titanic," which was accompanied by an image showing the kittens. Were these Jenny's offspring? Is the Titanic cat Jenny legend or truth? The cat lover in me says truth, but as long as Jenny's true fate remains a mystery, this story of the Titanic's possibly psychic ship cat will live on.
Thank you, Dorothy. I do know that animals seem to have a sixth sense, and that is certainly a remarkable example.